What happened to you last week? You're missing in action.
Yeah, I did suffer from a thing called MCH.
Oh. So, we thought as much. It was either that or you'd had a big winner.
Yeah, no. It's still running. Mine needed... Let's do the old joke. Mine needed a calendar, not a stopwatch.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Hey, yeah, we had some Apple announcements overnight. You'll be right up to speed with them. I'm surprised you're not having a nap. You would have been up all night watching them.
I've been up for a while, but yeah, no, all good. They announced that they talked about it a few months back that they're going to have their own basically chip inside their machines now. So no more Intel or AMD. Have a thing called Apple Silicon, which they call an M1 chip. And they've announced their computers overnight, which is the first ones that are actually going to run with this new chip inside. Now, because Apple now control everything, it's about Apple controlling every aspect of their devices now, so they don't have to rely on Intel or AMD anymore. They're saying it's the world's fastest CPU that they've now got in their machines, because we know how quick an iPhone is, we know how quick an iPad is, and the world's fastest integrated graphics as well. So they announced three laptops last night, the new MacBook Air, no fans, completely fanless inside. It's 3.5 times quicker than the last model, which was very, very good out there. 18 hours battery life, because with their new chips, you're going to get a lot more battery life out of these machines as well. Starts at $1,599. A new MacBook Pro, which is their top-of-the-range MacBook laptop, three times quicker than the last model. Now, I've got this year's model sitting on my desk at the moment, and I've just ordered the brand new one as well, because I'm going to sell the old one straight away.
Mm.
Three times quicker than the last one. Now, the last one is very quick, I've got to say. 20 hours of battery life, and they're saying it is three times quicker than an equivalent Windows laptop.
Ooh.
That's how fast these chips are about doing things. That starts at $1,999. And when you think about that, that's not a bad price.
That's
for
good.
Something that quick.
Yeah.
Now, for people that want to really get into, like, an Apple computer, they've got their Mac Minis, which are a little square device on there as well, run really well. It is the cheapest Mac you can buy. That starts at $1,099. So all you have to do with that one is slap a keyboard on it, a monitor, and a mouse, and you've got a complete Mac system on there. They say it's three times quicker than the previous model. The good thing about the chips that they've got in the coming weeks and months, you may have to run the apps that are on your iPhone and your iPad on your laptop as well. It's all synced together. And I just think it's a really good thing that Apple are doing this. And Tim Cook said that 50% of Apple computers this year were brand new customers coming in. Which is quite a surprise. Now, for Apple people out there as well, the new operating system, Big Sur, will be available to download from Thursday. Make sure you back up before you do it.
Always a good tip to back up before you do anything when it comes to updates.
Three times faster. Like, they haven't doubled it. They've tripled it.
They've tripled it.
They've tripled down.
And it's a stunning figure. To go along and say, you know, and it's quicker than any, you know, Windows laptop at the market. Three times faster than any Windows laptop out there.
Right.
Interesting.
Android phones, once again, they're running 7.11 or older. What are you suggesting? Chuck it in the bin.
Nearly. So come September next year, one third of the internet will be shut down for you if you have one of those phones. So go into your settings, see what, if you're an Android phone that's probably 3 to 4 years old, you're going to be in this category. So go along and have a look in there as well. It basically means that what happens is that if you have a website and you go on the internet under certain conditions, especially I've got to say under Android as well, you've got to have what's called a certificate to go on there. Unfortunately, they're not going to let people with Android phones to the 7.11 and below that actually access a third of the web. The only way around it will be to go along and install Firefox on your Android phone. That will keep you going for a while, or go out and buy a new phone. But a third of the web will basically be shut down to you. And it's getting too old as well.
What do you got there, Lockie?
Mine's a lot newer.
What version? I'm 8.0.0.
Settings here. We'll just do a... This is all good, isn't it?
Is that one all right, Richard? I've got eight on the spy
Lockie,
phone.
Lockie'd be fine because it's a nice brand new phone.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Software update, here we go. It doesn't even say when I'm running. But yeah, it would be new though. You just tell me to update it, but it wouldn't be that old.
No, Lockie's will be fine. You're looking at people probably three. If you're 3 to 4 years old, have a look. Depends on what brand you bought as well, because some of the brands, the cheaper brands out there, ran older Android operating systems. But basically, in that September, you'll go along and you say, gee, half the internet's not opening up to me. You know, you're going to end up needing a new phone or installing Firefox. Get a new phone.
Now, here's one that's always been close to our heart, is apps that might be listening into conversations and selling the data third parties for advertising. Now, the terms and conditions, Richard, you've worked it out. TikTok, WhatsApp, and Zoom, it would take 17 hours to read.
What?
If you actually went through and find the little line that says, yes, we will listen and sell the data.
No. Sorry, I know you love that idea. If you read the terms and conditions, it's a joint 128,415 words, longer than any of the first three Harry Potter novels. Microsoft Teams, 18,282 words, or 2.5 hours of reading time for many people on there as well. People don't read these. Well, we already know that. Twitter, 11,022. Facebook, 8,588. That's the terms and conditions and privacy policies out there as well. It pays you to glance and know what people are doing with your information on there. Do you have to read the terms and conditions? Probably no, you don't have to read them, and nobody's ever going to go along and do that. 17 hours, my God. But go into the settings and have a look about what they're doing with your stuff. Don't be afraid to go along and do that. Don't be afraid to go into the back end of Facebook, the back end of Google, and have a look about what they're doing with your stuff that's on there. Because a lot of the times people complain about things, but it can be changed on there, such as your advertising on Facebook, such as what Google do with all of your information on there. Why does my Facebook page appear on a Google search? Well, you didn't never turn the tick off. So go into the settings and have a good look around. But are we ever going to read terms and conditions? No, we're not.
Well, that's going to take a lot less time than 17 hours and 5 minutes.
Spend an hour looking at the settings instead of 17 hours doing that.
Crazy, isn't it? All right. Well, thank you for your fine advice once again. Have a great week. We'll check in with you next Wednesday morning.
Look forward to it.